Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
When you go to the doctor, they take your blood pressure. Maybe they take blood. They do all sorts of things that they call vital signs. And these are, they are traditional vital signs. Well, now exercise may be considered one of those vital signs. Your doctor may start asking you about your level of physical activity, just as he would take your blood pressure and your temperature when you come into the doctor's office for your visit. My guest is Dr. Bob Salas. He's the chairman for the Exercises Medicine Initiative with the American College of Sports Medicine. Dr. Salas, first explain to the listeners a little bit about what the vital signs that doctors take at our visits are.
Well, Melanie, vital signs traditionally have been sort of vital indicators of a person's health, and the most basic vital sign is one's blood pressure, probably followed by the pulse. And, you know, the most common chronic condition that people suffer from is hypertension, high blood pressure. And so that's, you know, been a reason why we traditionally always check blood pressure on most every visit. Pulse rates can vary with illness or fever or anything like that, and a temperature would be another vital sign that we would assess pretty much at every visit.
So these are your typical vital signs that everyone expects. They always expect to get the blood pressure cuff. They always expect that somebody's going to stand there with their fingers on their wrist and take their pulse. Now we're talking about adding the questions. What is your physical activity level? How often do you exercise? What do you do when you do exercise? So what will adding this question do to these vital signs, to the whole prospect of you taking our vital signs when we come in to see you? What is it going to mean?
Well, I think that we sort of added to these some other questions that are really basic to every patient. First of all, asking patients if they smoke is very important. And counseling them they shouldn't be smoking. Also checking their height and weight and assessing their body mass index and letting them know that you're not at the ideal weight. Those are also important. But one that hasn't really been used is assessing a patient's exercise. And there are multiple studies to show that being sedentary is a bigger risk factor than even having high blood pressure or being overweight. And so it makes no sense to me that we assess routinely all of these other parameters, but we don't assess someone's level of exercise. And I really think that needs to change. I think, again, based on multiple studies, physical activity is one of the biggest risk factors for having your health and your longevity, having poor health and shorter longevity, that we need to talk about it with patients. And so I think when you go in to see your doctor, he or she needs to be asking you about your level of exercise.
So is how active a person is, Dr. Salas, a good indicator of their overall health? Because, you know, in all the years I've been training people, working with people, I have some people that are quite heavy but run a marathon, or people that I've known that have smoked, God forbid, or something like that, that could go out and run miles, but it's all based on the fact that they keep up exercise, that they work out very, very hard. So is this an indicator of their overall health?
You know, absolutely, and you've really hit on a great point that we talk so much about the obesity epidemic, but I'm more concerned as a physician about the inactivity epidemic. We know from multiple studies that you're better off being fat and fit than skinny and unfit, and if you're using the scale as a barometer for your health, you're going to make a mistake. Moving the scale is not what's so important. It's getting that 150 minutes a week of moderate physical activity, because we know you can draw a linear line or a linear relationship between your activity levels, your health, and your longevity. That is, those who maintain an active and fit way of life live longer, healthier lives. While people who are sedentary and unfit, they very predictably begin to suffer from chronic diseases early, like diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, and they'll die at a younger age. And there's just been multiple population studies to show that.
Now, if they're adding this exercise question and the results, just as they would add an MRI or a CAT scan to our electronic medical records, Dr. Salas. So it's in there. So now, because nowadays doctors walk in for your well visit, they're carrying a little laptop. And they go right to your records, and they look up what meds you're on. They look up, you know, I mean, hopefully, and this is pretty much the direction that we're going. So does this, if it says this person's very inactive, they don't exercise, whatever, have the potential to provide more information about healthcare, what they're expected to be utilizing in the healthcare industry, maybe the cost of their inactivity and chronic disease? I mean, can we use the studies and the information that way too?
Well, I believe we can, because there have been multiple studies to show that patients who are unfit, sedentary, cost much more to care for. One study showed $1,500 a year more to care for a sedentary person than an active person. And at Kaiser Permanente, where my practice has been for 20 years, we now have instituted this exercise vital sign for virtually all our patients around the country. We have some 9 million patients that every time they come to see their physician, they're going to be asked about their exercise habits. And what we ask our physicians to do is just a comment, to let the patient know, good job, I see you're doing 150 minutes a week of moderate exercise, just like a brisk walk. Or, I noticed today that your blood pressure is high. Let's have you start walking 30 minutes a day, cut back on your salt, and we'll have you come back and recheck your blood pressure before we go to a medication. We want our physicians to utilize exercise and proper diet as the first-line treatment instead of going right to a pill.
I love that. I'm not sure that some other people who trust that pill, you know, they want to go on their diuretic, they want to go on their beta blocker, whatever they happen to do, and know that that's going to take their blood pressure down right then and there. Explain to the listeners about how exercise affects blood pressure and up to many hours post one bout of exercise.
Well, you're exactly correct. Just walking works about as well as taking a medication, one level of medication for controlling blood pressure. And this idea that the pill can solve everything is really a misnomer, because, you know, only about 1 in 6 patients continue to take their medications exactly as they're prescribed. Most patients don't take the medication or stop taking the medication or don't take it like they're supposed to. So this idea that medication is the perfect solution to a health issue is not correct. The other issue is studies have shown that patients who are put on a medication for something, say, their high cholesterol, they're put on Lipitor to lower their cholesterol level, studies show that these patients actually eat worse, because I think in their mind they've assumed, well, the doctor has responsibility now for my cholesterol. I can go ahead and eat whatever I want because I'm on the medication.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times we do more harm than good by this emphasis on medicine. And the last point I'd make is, you have to keep in mind, when you go on Lipitor, that only helps cholesterol. It does nothing for blood pressure. It does nothing to help control blood sugar. It does nothing to help control your weight. Exercise is a pill. It's a poly pill. It affects all of those chronic conditions, and that's where the power of it lies.
Well, and I think in addition to what you've just stated, that when you exercise, because it feels so good, it builds on itself, unlike popping a blood pressure pill or Lipitor, you know, which have all these side effects. There are no side effects with exercise except for feelings of well-being and euphoria, and they build on themselves and make you feel better. So adherence is probably going to be better if you see that it's working for you, unlike the medicines, which you don't always know. In the last 20 seconds or so, Dr. Salas, give us your best advice for this exercise vital sign and why it's important to us.
Well, you know, I'm starting with all the physicians around the country, really around the world. We want them to start integrating exercise assessment and prescription into their daily routine, their daily treatment plans. And for patients around the world, if your doctor isn't asking you about exercise, ask them about it. That should be the first line prescription that they give for virtually all chronic conditions. And it's only when that doesn't work that they should be going to medication.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine.